Now, our third major point is be organized. Be organized. And I want to spend some time on this because, again, God made us to manage life and to be organized creatures and self-disciplined creatures. May I remind you that one of the fruits of the Holy Spirit is self-control, self-discipline. We're not to be scatterbrains and waste time and waste money and waste our gift and waste the good things God gives us. We have to manage it. We're stewards of these things. God has made us to do this. So we are to improve our organizational skills, our self-discipline. We are to improve in these things. Now, this is particularly important today because we live in the age of distractions. There are so many new distractions, things that didn't exist 25 years ago. We have computers, we have smartphones, we have cell phones, we've got movies and TV and sports, and it's just endless and endless ways people have to get at you. Wherever I go, I hear people say this, "Oh, I'm so busy, I'm so busy, I'm overcommitted, I'm overburdened. Too much to do, too little time." I hear this everywhere. And this is seriously affecting our spiritual lives, our church lives, and our family lives. We're just like chickens with our head cut off, just running around in madness. Some have called it crazy life or crazy time. In other words, we are just out of control because of all these technologies which were supposed to help us, who have actually burdened us. So, what I'm saying to you is it's your responsibility to get a hold of life. Control these technologies. Control the overcommitment and the time pressures. It is your job to do this. And I might say that in our day, you need to be ruthless about this. You need to be tough with yourself and with others. If not, you will have no time for prayer. You will have no time for mastering the Word of God. This is a big book, and you are to master this book. That's God's will for you. As an elder, you need to be a man of the Word. That's going to take time. So let's look at how we get more time and how we manage the time. We all have the same amount of time, 24 hours a day. How we will be good stewards of the time and the gifts God has given to us. Let's look at our first point. First, organize your life and stay with it. Organize your life and stay with it. This is not a once-in-a-lifetime thing you do. It's something you do consistently, almost every week, every month. You have to organize. You have to step back and look at what you're doing. How much are you doing? Are you over-busy? Are you overburdened? Are you over-committed? You've got to be analyzing this all the time and rearranging your schedule. It never ends. God has given each of us 24 hours in a day, and we are the stewards of that time. And He's given us work to do. It's a wonderful thing to have work. Well, we have to organize our work and manage the work He's given us to do. Disorganized people, undisciplined people, are unhappy people. Organized people, disciplined people, they are the happy people. Because disorganized people, they're always behind the eight ball. They never have anything done. They never really can relax or rest because they're so far behind in everything. So the disciplined person is the happy person. The person who brings order to life is the person that gets more done. There's an old saying, if you want something to done, give it to a busy person. And that is so true. Some people have very little to do, and you give them a job or a responsibility, and they never get it done because they've developed this lifestyle of undiscipline and of disorder. But a disciplined person and a person who manages a lot of things, knows how to keep checklists and knows how to get things accomplished, that person will get the job done. So organize your life and stay with it. In other words, you have to build a mental concept in your mind of I'm constantly bringing order and organization and skill to my busy life. And it's something you stay at all your life. Second, use a daily planner or computer program. We have to manage time, and we have to manage all the work that God has given us and the church has given us and maybe our employer has given us and our family. We have a lot to manage. And so you need something to plan your time. Now, I like a planner like this, and that's, I know it's old school, but I'm used to it. It works for me. If it works, that's all that matters. But I carry this with me wherever I am. You may want to use your smartphone or your computer. That's fine. Use whatever works for you to plan and to know what you're doing, to keep a handle on things. So I carry this with me everywhere, wherever I go. People give me assignments. I get phone calls. I get appointments. I write them down right away. I do not put it back here in the back of my head to remember later, because not only am I losing my hair, I am losing my mind. So if I don't write it down right away, I will forget. So when someone gives me a prayer request at church, first thing I do is write it down. In fact, one day at the door of the church, I've told people I always do this, I was given a prayer request by this young lady, and I didn't have my book with me, and I didn't write it down, and she goes, she just stands there for a minute and says, well, we'll write it down. You say you write it down because you won't remember. And I said, you're absolutely right. I will not remember 5 minutes after I leave this church. So I went and I wrote it down, that prayer request. And I take those prayer requests very seriously when people give me prayer requests and they say, pray for this. And if I say I'm going to pray for it, well, I'm a liar if I don't pray about it. It's just sort of a thing to say, you know, I'll pray about it, but I don't pray about it. So I write it down. I write everything down. And you know, people get to know that you're a serious person and the job will get done. So whatever method you use, you need to have some system to manage your appointments, assignments, responsibilities, prayer requests, whatever it is, you need to have some system, and it needs to be a system that works well for you. Third, plan your day and week. Plan your day and your week. Now, let me give you some suggestions that can be life-changing for you. Every day, spend 5 minutes. You can do it early in the morning or late at night. You take 5 minutes and you look over your day or the next day. Because, you know, some of you have planners, some of you have smartphones, and you have your computer, but if you don't look at it, you will forget. How many times I've been at a restaurant and people don't show up and they'll say something like this, oh, I wrote it down, but I forgot to look at it. So, what good is writing these things down if you don't look at it? So, maybe after you're done with your devotions in the morning, or maybe you're a person that works best at night and plans for the next day, look at the assignments that you have and look at your schedule, and then you'll know and be able to see the day. People call you and say, oh, can I have lunch with you today? Say, oh, no, I have a lunch appointment. Or, no, I'm open for lunch. Or people say, can we get together tonight? And say, oh, no, I can't get together tonight. Tonight, it's Monday night. Monday night's my study night. I don't go out on Monday night. So you are managing your week, you're managing your month. My wife and I, at least once a week, sometimes even more, we get together and we get our calendars together, and she shows me what she's put on our calendar, and my calendar gets full very fast. And so we go over together in order to block out time so we have some time for one another and for our children and our grandchildren. If not, our day, our week, our month, our entire year can just get filled in with activities. So we have to take control of all those responsibilities, all those requests. And the way to do it is coordinate your calendars, and you need to be able to block out time, and we'll talk about this later, for rest and recreation, because God wants to do this. He's not trying to kill you. He's trying to bless you, not kill you. We're trying to kill ourselves. So if you'll take 5 minutes and look your day over before you start the day or at the night before, then you'll see what you've got planned, what you can do. Can you do any more? Are you not able to do any more? And you're able to tell people when they ask you for something, maybe on the spur of the moment, and that's when sometimes you make your worst decisions, and you're sorry for it later, you say, no, I'm not able to do that today. So often my wife also and I, we'll look over the next month or a couple months, and we'll plan, because if we don't do this, we'll never have time to do any enjoyable things together or with our family. So plan your day, plan your week, and if you're a very busy person, you do have to plan and look ahead for the year or the next year ahead. For some of us who go and speak at different places, people are planning 2 and 3 years ahead. You've got to have some vision of what's happening, or you'll double book yourself, or you'll get overbooked, which I've done before. It is so terribly frustrating. You're able to take control of all this massive work and requests that you have. If not, you're going to be very, very frustrated. So take that little time, that little 5 minutes, look over your day. You can even pray about it. You can say, Lord, I want to use this day for your glory and for your profit and for your people. And I want to give my employer my very best today. Help me to be wise in the portioning of my time and what responsibilities you give me. And then fourth, create a checklist. Now again, you might want to use your smartphone for this or your computer. I write things down. I like paper and pen. I'm sorry, I just like it. It works. Again, that's the only thing that matters. If it's effective for you, use it. And I always have pen and paper in hand. In fact, wherever I go, I always carry my briefcase. You say, now what do you carry a briefcase for? Well, I've got lots of good literature in here. And I'm at a restaurant. I often have to go to restaurants. I meet people for lunch, have a lot of appointments like that. I want literature with me. And I don't want to be out there and not have the proper literature. So I carry literature, carry my calendar. And then you know how many times I've been in a restaurant waiting for someone and they forgot? So I carry some work with me, so if they're late or if they've forgotten, I just keep working. Maybe I get some phone calls, carry my phone in here, and so I'm able to have with me what I need. But I always have pen and paper in hand in order to keep a little checklist because people give me a lot of jobs. For some reason, I wind up with all this work. So I keep a list, check it off, I can keep it recorded, and at the end of the week, I feel good. If I got these jobs done, if I don't get some of them done, I at least know I need to do or delegate them to someone else or call people up. Just tell them I'm not going to get this done. I want them to know I take the work they give me seriously. So keep some kind of list. Now, I read recently in a magazine that people who keep lists and check their work off and organize their life actually preserve their memory. It's an actual memory a device to protect you from the advancing age. So it's a good thing to keep an orderly mind, an orderly life, and to see the things you must do to check them off. It also, I can tell you, relaxes you and you're not so terribly personally anxious all the time because you just feel you're always behind things. We live busy lives. I know that. We all live busy lives. And we need to be able to manage the busyness. And we're doing it for God. We're not just doing this for our own ego's sake, but for the glory of God. And we want to be good servants of Christ and good shepherds of the Lord's people. We want to be models and role models. People need this desperately. I remember once at a very young student, I was struggling with self-discipline and organization, getting overwhelmed. And I went to the principal of our school. He was a very, very godly man. And he was also a very effective man and accomplished so much. It was amazing the amount of accomplishment of work and the load of work he could take. And so I went to him one day and I said, would you help me be more organized? Tell me some of your secrets. And so he took the time out to show me some of the ways he organizes a very busy day, a very heavy workload, lots of responsibilities, and yet survives and is happy and joyous as a Christian man. And has time for reading, time for his family, and time for his God. It was very helpful to me. So if you find people who are well organized, people who know to accomplish a lot, ask them, what are some of your secrets? How do you do this? Show me some of the things you've learned in life about being an effective shepherd for God. If you're a shepherd, you have to manage sheep. And you have to manage land and water and a disease and many, many things. You've got to have a lot of knowledge. Be effective in what you do. Learn to be a disciplined, orderly, well-managed person.